And we're going to be starting in chapter 8. And we have covered this chapter not too long ago when doing, I think, a series on, it was a topical, just on various topics. And one of the topics was like gray areas or gray issues. Right? Who knows what do you guys know what I mean by gray issues? It's kind of like as Christians or as people who are, you know, attending church or, trying to, follow Jesus. There are certain issues or certain, social situations where we kind of find ourselves unsure of how to act. And I think probably those that are relevant to us today are, like drinking, gambling, watching certain things, listening to certain things, being in certain places. So there's these questions that we have. And sometimes it's like, we know that people are kind of like on the fence about some of these issues. Or those who would be like, it's really cool to do it. It's not a big deal. There are some people who are like, it's kind of like a spectrum. There's some people who are like much more liberal. It's like, yeah, who cares? It's okay. As long as you're not, like getting like super wasted, or as long as you're not like, getting too like influenced by these things or whatever. And there's people on this side who are like, no, you should just stay away from it. It's bad for you. It's going to harm you. And both seem to have biblical support, right? Both seem to kind of know what they're talking about. And so to kind of talk about this, I talked about 1 Corinthians chapter 8. And Paul, in talking about this, is not just, it's kind of like 8 through 10. And technically 8 through chapter 11, verse 1. Where he really talks about this issue, right? Kind of like about gray issues or gray areas, right? And I think that we're used to thinking about, gray issues or gray areas in terms of, what can I do or what can't I do? And it's kind of, that's what people want to know. It's like, just tell me, what can I do or what can't I do? That's what Christians always seem to want to know. I think that's like a good way to define my faith and my relationship with God for many years. It was just, God, what can I do and what can't I do? When am I being acceptable to you? When am I doing a good job and when am I not doing a good job? It was always performance-based. I think many of us, our faith, even those of us who maybe like you wouldn't think that you're like this, but I think it's actually very intuitive for us to see God in terms of performance, right? To relate with God in terms of our performance. Say, how are you doing spiritually? And it's like, well, I don't really do bad stuff. That's probably how we would respond. How are you doing? How's your relationship with God? And you say, oh, I'm struggling. Why are you struggling? Oh, because I don't really do stuff. And yes, it's important to do things. Relationships are about doing. It's not just about thinking a certain way. But if that's the first thing that you think about, is how am I performing? Or what am I not doing? God, what should I do in this situation? What can I do and what can't I do? You are being legalistic. And a lot of us actually are legalistic without knowing that we're legalistic. For those of you who don't know what that term legalistic means, a lot of Christians use it, and it's often used when like someone's really critical about the stuff you do. Hey, don't do that. You're a Christian. Oh, you're legalistic. You're just all about the rules. We're allowed to do this, man. Christians are allowed to do this. Anytime you're talking in that language, though, allowed to or not allowed to, you are being legalistic yourself. You're not getting the point. It's something deeper than just rules. It's not what being a Christian is. It's not just following rules. It's not just performance-based. It's not just how well are you doing to like satisfy these requirements. Some of you are like on fire. It's not like, it's kind of like DDR or something. The more you dance and the level raises, like, oh yeah, I'm on fire right now, And it's like, oh, but I sinned, so I drop back down the meter a little bit. That's not being a Christian. That's not why God made us. Okay, to like just fill up some meter. Okay, it's not first why he made us. Okay, it's about a relationship. And then you hear that a million times. But I think even though we hear it a lot, we don't really get it. And it's something that we have to keep reminding ourselves. Because like I said, it's our intuitive response our knee-jerk response is to just see God and say, okay, how am I performing? Because that's how everything else is in life, most things. You know, he's our boss at work. He's a teacher that to get a good grade, and it's for a class, right? This is how we see God. That's not how God wants to be seen, I don't think, when I read the Bible. That's not what the Bible tells me about God, okay? And so I want to go through these three chapters, 8, 9, and 10, because it's all really talking about the same thing. And, you know, I'm not going to go over them all today. I'm going to break it up into 3 weeks, you know, three messages, 8, 9, and 10, and 11, chapter 11, verse 1. And really, I want to hopefully help us to maybe start thinking a little bit differently, not just in terms of what can I do or what can't I do, but really see a bigger picture and maybe ask questions like, well, why? Why, God? Why does this matter to you? You know, knowing who you are, knowing your character, knowing your love and understanding your love and being filled up by your love, like, why does this matter to you? Why is this important? And I hope that it'll help us to be people who, you know, are more loving, are more Christ-like. Because that's really what this is about, this section is about. You know, it ends, I would say that this kind of talk that Paul's giving on this subject ends in chapter 11, verse 1. Or maybe even starting in chapter 10, at the last part of chapter 10. He says, so whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. That's kind of how he wraps this talk up. He says, all right, about this food that you guys are talking about, or about these gray issues. Okay, I'm going to explain in a second for those of you who don't really know what these chapters are about. But for these gray areas, for drinking, for eating, for gambling, for all these things that maybe you can justify, and you can see it's not clearly a sin, but whatever you do, here's the principle. Do everything for the glory of God. And then he really wraps it up in verse 1 of chapter 11 by saying, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. And that's what it's really about. Being like Jesus. Being imitators of Jesus. That's what Christians, that's what we do. If there's a part that we do, it's not just following rules. It's being like somebody. It's imitating somebody that we love and somebody who we believe live life to the fullest. He really came here and lived life